Let's go, baby! All in! 1, 2, 3!
All in!
It's back to football, Green Bay. That's right, back to this.
Spinning at the 10, out of state to the 5, a touchdown!
And this.
Intercepted by Julius Peppers, he's going to go to the house, touchdown!
And don't forget about this.
Throws right side, yes! Touchdown! That's dagger to Andrew Thomas!
As the league's oldest rivals enter week one, they do so at opposite ends of the NFL spectrum. The Packers focused on a title run.
He's gone! Touchdown!
The Bears forging through a rebuild. Even still, when rivals collide, play intensifies. Packers Today, presented by Verizon, starts right now.
That's how we want it. It's just title town. There's a reason it has the nickname.
Regardless of how one side it has been in the past, you never know what's going to happen on Sunday.
All right, here we go.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Lauren Majera, joined by Larry McCarron. Now, I know I've been excited about this matchup ever since the schedule came out. What an exciting way to start the regular season. Division matchup and the NFL's longest running rivalry, Packers-Bears. Now, Larry, come kickoff. How much is this rivalry hype actually going to matter when it comes to the game of football?
Well, it certainly matters a great deal to both sides. But from the Packers' perspective in particular, I think they realize, in fact, I know they realize, this is one of 16. And if it was the Bears or anybody else, playing well and getting the win is an important step in the process. I don't think the rivalry is the cake to the Packers today. It's just the icing.
Well, maybe the rivalry is a little bit more fun for the fans. But here's what's very real. When it comes to the game of football, Jordy Nelson going down with a season-ending knee injury, Randall Cobb injuring his shoulder in the first series of the third preseason game against the Eagles. Cobb says playing with a sprained shoulder means he'll have to practice falling a certain way to make sure that he's protecting himself the best that he can. Now, this is coming from a guy who caught 91 passes for over 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns last season. Cobb says he'll push through whatever it takes to be there for his team.
My range isn't where I want it to be, and, you know, obviously I'm going to be dealing with a lot of pain, but, you know, that's part of it. You know, I may have to deal with this for a few weeks. You know, that's part of it. I expect you on the field on Sunday.
To boost the receiving core, the Packers bring back a familiar face in James Jones. Head coach Mike McCarthy says that he has the foundation and the history of how this offense works, not to mention a chemistry with Rodgers. During his time at the Packers, the 31-year-old crossed over the 600-yard mark in five of his seven seasons, including 2013 when he finished with a career-high 817 yards. And Jones says he still has it.
I feel like I'm still playing at a high level. Like I said, I had the most catches in my career, you know, last year. So I don't necessarily feel like I'm falling off, but I got a lot of people to prove wrong, so. If it's any time to do it, it's right now with the best quarterback in the league to help me out. So we'll see how it goes, and I'm excited about it.
I think it might take a little bit to get back with the terminology and the route running and stuff. But, you know, we played together for a long time and completed a lot of passes to him, a lot of touchdowns. So I feel good about him being out there.
It's good to see Jones back in a Packers jersey. And, Larry, how much can we actually expect to see Jones play today?
Lauren, I don't know for sure, but I would think a lot. Watching him at practice this week, it looked like he never left Green Bay, and he's looking leaner to boot.
And Randall's saying he's going to do whatever it takes to be there for his team. Is that just the Packers' way?
He's not only planning to play hurt, he practiced hurt, and I looked at him and I think that is a true professional. That's what pros do.
On the other side of the ball, shorthanded on the defensive line this week, but the good news is the return of DJ Raji.
He's a very unique talent because he's a big, big man with not just quickness, but suddenness. And he's one of those cats, if he wants to get there, there's not many guys who can stop him.
Safety Morgan Burnett has missed some practice this week. Now, if he's unable to go, how does that affect the secondary?
Lauren, clearly it's not a good thing. Morgan Burnett's a fine football player, but the Packers have a next man up philosophy. And there's Sean Richardson, there's Chris Banjo, and as a matter of fact, this summer, Morgan Burnett had to miss a preseason game due to a personal matter. In that particular contest, the Packers had Micah Hyde start at safety.
Well, Clay Matthews didn't see much preseason action, not that he really needs it, but he's kind of been all over the place, inside, outside. Where can we expect to see him?
Lauren, you said it, all over the place. Clay Matthews is a difference maker. He is a playmaker, and the Packers will put him in position to make plays regardless of where that is.
And another linebacker that's been able to make game-changing plays, Julius Peppers.
Yeah, and it was really interesting this summer, Lauren. I mean, here is a guy that's been around the National Football League forever, and the Packers had 21 training camp practices, and Julius Peppers was at each and every one.
The 35-year-old, 14-year veteran, is just a unique breed of cat. And one play from a very hot and humid preseason game in Pittsburgh says it all. Peppers is rushing the passer versus bear hug blocking. And when the screen pass is caught and secured, the receiver is out at the numbers, pointing south, while Julius is in between the hashes, facing north. Watch number 56 turn and run. He's not even in the end zone picture yet, but because he's on a dead sprint, he comes into view in a hurry and catches Le'Veon Bell from behind. That is effort, it is relentless, and that defines Julius Peppers ever since he came into the league.
He practices hard, he leads by example, and our players at Carolina, when he was a rookie, knew right away that this was a serious man about his craft. He wanted to get better at it, and it's just, it's in his DNA.
People are watching. You know, a lot of young guys are watching, so I prefer to lead by example, and that's not why I do it. It's just who I am. I just want to go to work every day.
There's no question God bless Julius Peppers with extraordinary athletic ability, special ability, but he's also got a very special attitude, and the combination of both is going to make him a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. It's been so interesting to watch his career. After leaving Chicago, I know there were a lot of doubts. People thought he was washed up and tired. Coming to the Packers really gave him new life. You know, he stepped in a leadership role, and he hasn't seemed to be slowing down.
No, the guys are really impacted by Julius Pepper. He brings so much to the party.
Still to come on Packers Today, a rebuilding team is a dangerous team, especially when you're opening the season at their house. When we come back, Larry and I will talk about the new-look Bears.
Snap to Rodgers. Fires the end zone. Touchdown!
Aaron Rodgers doing it all.
Plus, some impressive numbers involving Aaron Rodgers and his play against Chicago. We'll be right back.